You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
We know that Jeremiah was the author of this book, and he was called in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah. 1627 B.C. And prophesied through the final days of Judah and its captivity. But in our text today,
come on now,
we see that Jeremiah did not call himself. Even though he belonged to the priesthood. Tribe of Levi. It wasn't the tribe that called him. But it was God. It was God who summoned him. Even before his mother, and his father thought of him. Before he was formed, shaped in his mother's womb, not Judah. Not Israel. Not the Levite tribe. But it was God. I don't want you to miss that debate. It was God that formed him in his before he was conceived in his mother's womb. It was the sovereignty of God. In other words, it was God and no external forces that he had anything to do with his call. It's something about God's sovereignty. Because God in his sovereignty is not controlled by any outside force. Neither is he subject to any other force. He's God and he's God all. You got it. And so in our text today, it was God who called, who formed, who predestined, who shaped, and however you want to put it, this prophet preacher, Jeremiah.
Anyway you want to put it.
Can I make it a twofold thing? Because not only does God call the prophet, but God calls all born again believers. And so for us to understand the sovereignty and the will and the purpose and the plan of God.
Yeah.
We've got to understand that it's not a one-fold thing, but it's a two-fold thing. And as much as some of us as preachers, or as much as some of you as believers, may think that it was you. But the truth of the matter, before you were in your mother's womb, God had ordained you for the call of your life to serve him in whatever task or capacity that he had called you to. And so God in his sorrow, I don't understand it. It's just too, David said, it's too wonderful for me. I can't comprehend his knowledge and wisdom and understanding, but thank be to God for the Holy Spirit. Who dwelleth in us and shows us only a glimpse of who he really is. We couldn't handle that.
That's good.
If you show us the whole picture.
Right.
But notice now, and I want us to understand this, because God had called Jeremiah. And these were some difficult days. These were some difficult days. But here's what we need to understand.
Go ahead on.
It was God
who
called him.
Right.
It was God
who
allowed him
to
be born and called to the task that he called him to.
Yes, sir. That's good. Yes, sir.
And it was some dog days. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't want Jeremiah's call. As you read the book, Jeremiah said, Lord, you violated me. Can I talk? I know we see us up here, and you think, Pastor, that's a glamorous place, and you know, oh, it's so much to this, and so on. Let me tell you, this is a hot seat.
There is
some restless nights. Some troubled times in this call. But God. I want you to, because it all stems back to God. Who is infinite in his understanding. God, who's not confined or boarded in by time.
That's right.
Because of his sovereignty. Because of his essence and who he is. God can step out of time. Walk down the road of future. And unfold and know what he already knows. And then God can step back in time.
Never miss it.
Nobody
come on.
And plan in time. For out of time. You get that on the word. Before Jeremiah was born, God stepped out of time. Looked down the road. And knew that he would need a prophet.
For the end time.
To lead his people in some difficult times.
That's good.
And then he comes back in time.
Yeah.
Right. and said, I already knew you, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Because I had stepped out of time.
Yeah.
And I saw the future.
Yeah.
So I had to step back in time.
Yeah.
And allow your mother to meet your father.
Yeah.
To bring my plan to fruition.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish you'd hear me here today.
Yeah.
I don't mean to bother nobody. I really don't mean to bother nobody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's obfuscating to me how folk can justify.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to meddle a little bit though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How they can justify abortion.
Uh-huh.
Because Jeremiah could have been aborted. If he was living in this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because see, you don't really know what God's plan is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it goes to show us that life,
that's good,
is the moment someone can see,
yeah,
that's life.
That's God's
already
out. I don't mean that.
Yeah,
but I believe if Jeremiah was here today, he would preach this thing.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
He would say, sisters, your body don't belong to you.
Yeah.
But it belongs to the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you might,
yeah, 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 I know you're right now,
have conceived,
yeah,
a Jeremiah.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
let's go.
Yeah.
But God ordained, set aside, appointed Jeremiah for such a time.
Such a time. Yes, sir.
What was that time?
Troubling time.
We see that he had the vision from about 13 to the 16th verse. That he had the vision.
Yeah.
I'm going to just put it in to move along. That Israel or Judah would go into captivity because of their sin.
Yeah. Right.
And Babylon would march in on Jerusalem. And destroy Jerusalem.
Right.
And if you read Lamentations, it says that Jerusalem was in such a bad state that after Babylon had marched in and destroyed the city, Jeremiah said that the gentle handmother who lay up their children with all of their heart, it was so bad and difficult that when their child would die, they would eat that child because there was no food to eat. The record said that they even ate the down of animals because there was no food.
That's bad time, man.
So the king
was troubling time.
Jeremiah was called by God to preach to God's people through what they had to go through. I wish you hear me today. And we have allowed the philosophies, the ways of this world to undermine the authority and the plan of God that he has set before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's real, woman. That's real.
Press it, press it.
So as we...
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his ministry hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.